was just going to say the shmooze on the first one, so I saw the second one, and I saw the third one, and the fourth one, and I have a shmooze on the sixth one, but I figured there's not enough time. I don't like saying so many shmoozim on so many rabbis, because on the tzad that we slug it up, so it's bad enough that you slug up one, and you slug up four shmoozim, five shmoozim, right? All right, then, siyat d'shmaya. Let's start with the first one. Hatorah Sarishon Lemidos. V'roi l'misha yesh lo sone. Someone who has someone who hates him. V'yirtza shetasa senasi menu. You want to remove the sinner. She yiskari v'lov b'chol oz v'yagid lo anyanov. You should befriend him. You should get close to him with all your might. V'yagid lo anyanov. Start telling him all about your dealings, your private dealings. Because this will bring the hearts close to each other, that which you don't conceal yourself. That which you're not so private. A person who's very private is more distant, but that which he chooses not to be private, he's going to share some of my decision making, what's going on in my life. That brings the hearts closer. Because normally a person only shares private things that are going on in his life with his beloved people next to him, and he usually conceals it from those he doesn't like. V'zem kemi masha yisei belibo shu oavo, that which he implants in that sone's heart, that he's an oavo, v'yeshaver levovo, it'll break that person's heart, v'toser sinasa menu, and the sin is going to be removed. Well, is that timsa? You find Sheshalach Yaakov Malachim LaEsav, that Yaakov sent him Malachim, angels, Lahodialo, to inform him in Yanov all his personal things, Kadeshi Yisyoshe Velibo Shuovo, to implant into Esav's heart that he is an Oav. It's pretty fascinating, just the Pashup Shat. Everybody was scared of going to Esav. I think the Mefarshim say that Yaakov sent Malachim because nobody wanted to go to Esav. He had to find Malachim to go. If I can't find someone, I don't have any recourse. But Yaakov had friends, you know, in higher places, shall we say. So, but the kasha is, like, just think of what's going on. I mean, Esav's coming to kill him, and he's going to tell him that I went to the doctor, you know, I mainly have to get glasses. He's sharing him that I'm opening up a second business, I'm making a bar mitzvah, I have some trouble with my fifth grader. What's he sharing? He's sharing with him private things that you don't tell, you know, you don't tell it to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Esav hates Yaakov because Yaakov stole the brachas from him. He wants to kill him. Where is he addressing the issues, the main issues, the main event? He's upset, and you're telling him about your toothache. I got a toothache. And Esav said, I love Yaakov. But what, a minute ago you want to kill him because he stole the brachas. What happened to that? So just the simple pshat is that we see that even without addressing the ikur, a person can remove sinner from a person. So strategy. Sometimes you would think, no, let me go speak to the person, tell them that I didn't steal the brachas, just tell them it's not true. Rivka told me, our mother told me to, it's going to be good for you. I don't know, I came up with some way to address why he's so angry. And yet, Yaakov doesn't do that, doesn't go anywhere near the main issue. So a couple of chidushim, maybe one chiddush, but maybe a little bit of a hesber. The chiddush is that you could remove somebody's sinna without having to address the issue at hand. And even if the issue is real, it's a real issue. You know, Esav sold Yaakov the Bechorah, so he got the brachas that he felt he was supposed to get. But Yaakov knew very well why Esav is angry, and he never addressed it. So it's possible to remove sinner from somebody even without addressing the issue. We have to keep that in mind by showing the person you're an oiv. I guess that would be the chiddush. And you just see like a sort of an insight into human beings that, like, what that's from Yaakov's end, have a strategy. But let's think about it from Esav's end. Why did Esav allow that to happen? You know, you want to kill someone, and Esav folded without even putting up a fight, apparently. Why did he do it? So why did it work? So I assume the pshat is because people crave to be loved. They so much crave to be loved that even though Esav could probably figure out, if he wanted to be totally, brutally honest with himself, okay, I know why you're doing that, because you don't want me to kill you. And that's not so hard to figure out. Oh, you're just being nice to me because you never told me about your toothache before, but your glasses, but your fifth grade kid, you never told me that before. You're probably doing that now because you know I'm about to kill you. I've got 400 army here, and yet it still worked. So mamish still worked. It's not the time to do the applications for shmooz, but on this point, just remind me, on this point, a great application, but the story is better than the shmooz. I can distract everyone. So on this way, you remind me, next time we have a chance, right over here, to calm somebody down. Okay, just remind me, the story is about the suspension, and I'll remember. Okay. Number two, applications to the shmooz. Number two, HaTawal Sasheni Hu B'midos. Another Tawalas Amidus, who Shavar La'adam Shia Mefachi Tabid. A person always has to be the Pachad. The Yishvor Advaram B'yoseh Rash Efshir. You always have to size up things worse than they are. K'deshi Yisbonin L'kachas Eitzel Imamim. So you should be able to think about how to get out of trouble. If you don't plan, if you're not planned ahead, and you don't take a very conservative approach, oh, this situation could spell trouble, then you're not prepared for solutions. Hello, Tira. Take a look. Kishama Yaakov she'esav achiv holich lekras of arba me'as ishimo. When Yaakov heard that Esav's coming with 400 men, yorei she'ye bo lahaziklo. He was taka afraid that Esav's coming to kill him. Hashem told him, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to take care of you. What are you worried about? Number one. V'haya efshir, gam kein sheyishvo tshubo l'chabdol shamro. He also could have easily sized up that Yaakov's not coming to kill me. Yaakov's coming 400 men, probably to give me a guest of honor. A guest of honor at the dinner. 400 people coming to give me a grace of shkoyach. You're Esav's brother. Ooh, heard so much about you. He's such a fleshy person. Can I have your autograph? That also could have been how Yaakov could have thought. Well, Lezeh Yitzchak came. By doing this, he was able to be wise, lekachas etze al ze kifi mashershet, take an etze on how to get out of it. I read this three times to make sure I read it right. I mean, Esav Soni is Yaakov. Rivka sent him away after getting the brachas because Esav is going to kill you. So on his mind all this time was that Esav is going to kill him. Okay, maybe a little bit of kasha. Hashem said he's going to help him out. So what's he really worried about? You know, but that on his mind also should be that Esav is coming to be mechabed me. He has the 400 men coming. He should like put on his best suits, get ready. I'm going to be the guest of honor at the dinner tonight. 400 people coming to greet me and to bless me. This is what Yaakov should think. And what's the pshat? Of course, you want to avoid getting killed. So, l'chora, you see from here, that despite the fact that it's a possibility, but you see that the nature of a person is not to do that. Oy, not to think the worst case scenario. The nature of a person is to think that it's going to be good. And we have to learn from here that you have to think the worst. You have to know, yes, this possibility it'll be good. But you also have to think, you have no proof. I have no proof. But the nature of a person doesn't want to maybe deal with, this is what I'm thinking, that a person doesn't want to deal, doesn't want to face up to things sometimes. He wants to think the best. So even when you analyze what's going on and you attack, maybe it isn't the worst, you have to force yourself that it could be worse. Which is also good to know a person's nature. Nothing's going to happen. You have to, no, you can't do that. Let's go to Torah Tzishlishi. I'm going to come back to number two at the end. My gosh, I don't think there's going to be enough space on the recorders for this moves. HaTorah Tzishlishi, Hu B'midos. V'ushein ro'a l'adam kishayirash hu mechuyev shiyagiyu lo rama. It's not appropriate for a person when he sees he is going to be met with some harm. Sheyisrashel, he should not be lax. Milakichas ha'etza, ezera yishtadol achiko yoser. He should not be lax to figure out which evil does he want to stay away from more. Don't be lax. Figure out, you're going to have an evil, the two evils. You always want to be left with the lesser of two evils. Which ra should you choose? Li notzel me'acher, so you could save yourself from the other one. V'yomer she'ein roi she'yivcha bara. He shouldn't say to himself, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to choose either evil. Just to hear that. It's one of two evils, and he can't choose either one of them, even the lesser of the two evils, because I don't want that. There's a force, a human Hevadika force, I don't want to choose evil. I'm going to put my money in one bank account that earns 0.001% interest, and another bank has 0.002 interest. It's pennies. But it's ridiculous. My banks are gone over. They're giving me nothing. Okay, so get a few cents. Get a few more cents. What do you care? So people can't choose. I'm not putting money in the bank. There's a bunch of gone over. You have to choose whichever is worse. Well, I mean, you have to avoid whichever is worse. There's a nature to not do that. As he says, an Indian came. Ki roi shiyivchar adam v'ra mu'at. A person has to choose a smaller detriment, so to save himself from the worst. Because that's considered in this situation the good side, the tzad tov. In this situation, the tzad tov is that you have lesser of a ra. Halotira, take a look. Ki Yaakov, kasher pachad Sheyashtis Esav Kamenechu. He thought that Esav was going to wipe out his entire camp. Chelko l'shnayim. He divided it in half. The tikvaso, with the hope, ki ulai yishor echad. Maybe one of the camps will be left safe. V'lozasiv, for this reason, chitza hayaladam alaya, bal rachel, bashbiya shifos. He divided the children up between Leah and Rachel and the two shifchus. V'sam hayoser chaviv achron, and he placed the one that was more chaviv at the end, in the back lines of the war. K'day she'im yishor mihem davar, if anyone's left, yishor hayoser chaviv lo, the ones who he loved in the back. So he told half his wives to go to the front with some of his kids, and the other kids, you know, is go to the back. And this way, if you get wiped out, the ones in the back will survive. But that's choosing a ra. You have to choose a ra. Ah, can't do it. But a person has to be able to do it. So on the applications of the shul, someone put down, remind me, say the application of the wife's mandal. Not now. Toas Revi, Hubimidus. The fourth Toelis. V'she'ein roi shimona adam ispalel l'shem yisala. It's not roi to withhold davening tashem, v'afilu beis ha'sakana atuma. Even though you have terrible danger, you should still daven to Hashem. Kamram Zalat, as the Chazal say, Afil cherev chida munachas al tzavaro. Even if you have a pointy sword on your neck, shel adam of a person, al yimana atzma min arachim, you shouldn't resist from asking for mercy. Hello, Tira, take a look. Ki Yaakov yinu em yosev etachas ha-sakana. Yaakov was in terrible sakana, lefi makshavato, based on what he was thinking. She'esav achiv, that his brother Esav, Ashahoyah, sonios osinus mavis, that he wanted to attack him with, to kill. Hayabo kenegdo b'derechim arba me'ez ish. He was coming at him with 400 men. Hispalo l'sham l'shem, he daven to Hashem, she'atzilu, they should save him. I'm just cutting straight to the chase here. No babbling. Is there really a chiddush here on Yaakov Avinu that he davened Hashem? We're learning from Yaakov Avinu that he should still daven in such a situation. You want to tell me you're going to go to some, you know, I mean, I don't have to go to this far. You go, you know, to some eighth grader, ninth grader. You tell him like, okay, it's, I know it looks bad. I know you look, you're going to get expelled, but you should daven anyway. You get. You have a test, you should daven anyway. It looks really bad, but you should daven anyway. When we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. Really? You're going to learn from Yaakov Avinu that even Cherev Munach, we learn from that. Yaakov Avinu davens for everything, all the time. Well, he stopped, you think what? Shari HaTfila Ninalu? Have the gates of Tfila been withheld? But why shouldn't he daven? Okay, those are the four, you know, rabbis, but I just wanted to, in conclusion, just manipulate them a little bit with each other. Like the beginning and the end is just, it make my head spin. In the Toelis Hasheni, I think the first one's a standalone, but in the Toelis Hasheni, he starts talking about you have to be able to think about the, you don't think they're coming to be mechabed you. They're coming, you have to be ready to think. Try and think that it's not necessarily always good. Maybe it's going to be bad. You have to be prepared. And the last one, he's telling you, Yaakov's not even going to daven. Afilu cherev munach al tzavoro v'shadavin. So which one was it? So it looks to me that there's la'at la'at. We're supposed to work on ourselves la'at la'at. Just look at the development of these rabbags. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to jump madregas. You have to go one at a time. First madrega is that you have to realize things aren't always rosy. You got to face up to it. Don't be scared. Be prepared. You have to know how to, you'll have to find solutions. You have to go against your nature, but you have to think maybe it's worse than what you're thinking. Be prepared. It might be good, but be prepared. Of course, the situation is lamaisa terrible, but he's holding in human nature. Human nature is, no, it's not going to be good. I'm not going to. People do that, you know, they go around thinking it's not going to be bad. I'm going to drive at 95 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour, and nothing's going to happen. You got to think sometimes they will happen. That's the first madrega. Then the second madrega, okay, it might be bad, but now that it's you think it's bad, which is the worst evil? You got to prepare for that, because even though you think it's bad, but now you may not start preparing. Now you're all in. It sounds like he's more in reality now, and he's preparing for which one's the worst evil, and now he's got another problem. It's so bad, even for Yaakov Avinu, he came in daven for it. So you would say, if you would have gone at the beginning to Yaakov Avinu and say to him, Afilu cherev munach al tzavaro, you should still daven. It's gunish tofen. It's not going to help. He's got to go through every one of these rabbis. That's why guys say shmus on all of them. He's got to go through every single step here for Yaakov Avinu. He first has to say, maybe it's worse than it is. Because if you can't learn it from Yaakov, then nothing works there. First, he has to say, maybe it's worse than it is. Now that maybe it's worse than it is, well, if it's going to be bad, well, which evil do I want more? Some people don't want to face up to it. I can't. I can't choose that. I'm going to choose half my kids. I can't. But you got to deal with the reality. Well, which ones do you want to deal with? And now that he's finally gets past all these human blocks to his thinking, now he has to deher, and I could still daven. There's still hope. There's still, even that he has to work on. You see how complex the human mind is. We have to think it through. This maisa is not really on the shmoosh, that's the first thing I thought of, but my brother told me this maisa about my father. So it was Erev Pesach, the work in a retail takeout food store in Borough Park. It was like, not believe. The reason why no children went into the business is because it was like crazy days. My mother didn't want anyone to go into the business because you have to put your days can be too long. It's in the Gunish style, but the days there are much longer. So Erev Pesach was, they worked straight for like 3 days. It was like 20-hour days straight. And a lot of Aniyim used to come into the store. And my father told the Aniyim that for Erev Pesach, we're closing at 12 o'clock. If you want anything, you want to help, you have to come in before 12 o'clock. And officially, you know, Chatzos, you close, but they didn't get out of the store at 12 o'clock. There were always other things to do, but after 12 o'clock, no one come in, they had to put things away. I don't know. My father was still in the store at 4:30, Erev Pesach, and he's trying to get out and last things, and then this Ani knocks on the door. My father goes to the door, I told you, Erev Pesach, to come before 12 o'clock. I can't open now. Louie, come on, I gotta come in. No, I'm not coming in. And my father told me, and I told my brother, I could just picture it. He sat down on a chair, and he said like this to himself, if I let him in, I'm gonna be so upset. I told him 100 times the weeks before, Erev Pesach, I can only help you before 12. I told him, if I let him in, I'm gonna be so upset. But then he also said, if I don't let him in, and I send him away without anything, then I'm also going to be upset. I'm going to be upset either way. So should I be upset and give him, or be upset and not give him? Of course, I'm going to be upset either way, so I'll give him. And that's the only reason he opened the door and gave him. And he was upset. You're going to be upset either way. But if he wouldn't take the time to go through the steps, he could never have opened that door. That's the impressive part of the story. Once he figured it out, it was a simple decision. I'm going to be upset either way. So I want to be upset and give him the food or not give him the food. He's going to give him the food. So these are the steps. The mind is very complex. You go in one direction, stark, and it makes a lot of sense, but there's other things, other blocks. And we have to be able to be savvy to it and work with them, and Bez Hashem will make the right decisions.
We want to get the view all at the same time. You have to hope for the worst, hope for the best. Hope for the best, hope for the worst, and do whatever you could.